Welcome to the BBJ Cast, Episode 1, Season 1, recorded October 13th, 2013. I'm the Duke of New York.
I'm Rob Levin.
And this is the introductory episode for Men of War Assault Squad, where we talk about generally what the game is about. Rob Levin, what's Men of War Assault Squad?
Men of War Assault Squad is a real-time strategy game that is set around World War II. The game is truly shines in multiplayer. The single player is very good, but I've had the most fun. And I don't know what if you would agree, Duke, with multiplayer. So I mean that will probably be a big part of what we talk about. But other than that, it's just a real-time strategy game, which obviously is a strategy game, but in real time. It has very features with based on the units, like all the units are very it's a lot about micromanaging units. A lot of it, it's not a whole, you know, move massive groups of forces this direction. It's a lot of take your time and kind of small groups in different directions, and you know, all the units are very, I don't know what you would say, very unique. They're very different to each other in a
Good.
Yeah, you're not gonna chime in at all? You're gonna let me sit here and ramble for a few minutes?
Hey, Rope Weapon. It's an RTS. Does that mean it's a real-time strategy game?
Hey, so, you know, this, real-time...
Fake time strategy game. It's a game that uses fake time. You see, whereas in real life is minutes and seconds, this game does it by feet and cars.
By Zoblobs and Zordolans.
Yep. So you see, while time passes normally in real life, the game plays backwards, where someone has won, and now you go back to the beginning.
The game, it's an RTS based on time travel. See.
There is actually one of those. It's pretty neat. You could go back in time, make a bunch of units, and then go forward. It's weird. We'll deal with that another time. Men of War.
On the next episode.
Yeah, not even. I don't know, it's a weird game. It's hard to even look at. But Men of War, like Rob was saying, it's an RTS built in World War II. There's a lot of neat stuff. I don't want to say it goes for realism, but it tries to model a whole bunch of different things.
It tries to be let's not say real, let's say reasonable. It tries to make sense.
Yeah.
It tries to, if you shoot a man, or if you shoot a tank, let's say, it will make sense.
Yeah. So tanks, they don't have a health bar, they're modeled, so when you shoot a tank with an armor-piercing round, because tanks have AP and HE.
Which, for the layman, is armored-piercing and high-explosive.
Yes, however, AP mines are anti-personnel mines, so that kind of screws you up on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the game, there's a lot of strategy to it. Let's say, for example, you don't want to blow up a tank because a tank has crew in it. You just have to kill the crew. Then you can run your own guys in there and take the tank for your own. You could use a high explosive round, and usually that injures crew, but doesn't destroy a tank.
Yeah, it's kind of, we're mentioning this, but you didn't really explain it, is that the tanks don't just have a health bar. They have individual parts on it. So rather than just hitting a tank and then it going down 5 health or something, you'll hit a tank in the front, and that's not going to do anything because it's all armored in the front. But if you come up in the side, obviously, say it's an equal battle, you know, and you're fighting.
Yeah, so it's not like a King Tiger versus, Cromwell? What's your tiny baby UK tank you always use?
The Tetrarch?
Tetrarch. Also, Tetrarch's a terrible tank. Never use a Tetrarch. I can one-hit it with pretty much anything.
Yeah, well, this will all make more sense when we explain the game in a bit, but right now, Duke speaking...
Don't use a Tetrarch. Just don't.
So, yeah, and then, so, say, you know, you come up and you shoot it in the tread, or the track, it will get damaged, and you have to take the time, and you can't move, so you have to start repairing it. And, you know, if you come up behind the tank and shoot it, you're gonna hit the engine, which will basically just kill the tank. If you hit it in the top, you're gonna destroy the turret or the main gun. And, you know, you always have a chance of the shell penetrating, and maybe injuring crew, but not actually doing any damage to the systems of the tank.
Or hitting the ammo cache inside of the tank and blowing it up.
Yeah, it's also fun.
Yeah, but the neat thing about this is, I'm not sure if this game is rendering, like, is calculating stuff or is just completely broken. Like, a lot of stuff about Mountain 4, I don't know if it's, like, on purpose or if it's broken. But if you hit an engine, there's a chance that the engine will catch on fire. Because, you know, if you shoot an engine in real life, oil's going to go spewing everywhere. If you do that, and if the engine does catch on fire, there's a chance that after catching on fire, it'll just blow up the whole thing. Because the fire will spread throughout the tank and hit the ammo and just blow it all up.
Yeah.
So, theoretically, you could have a strategy where you have your big heavy tank, distract it to one side, hit its tread so it can't move, and then have a tiny fast tank just speed by it and hit it in the rear at point-blank range to hit the engine.
I mean, there's also flamethrowers, and the Russians have Molotov cocktails. I mean, you could even just sneak up behind it with a flamethrower.
Yeah.
Trying to set it on fire if you want to do the fire thing.
I'm upset about flamethrowers, because the way Men of War does this is if fire touches a dude, they're pretty much dead.
Yeah.
Like, that's just it. You could...
How else... I mean, it's the same thing in Rising Storm. Red Orchestra. There's no other way, because there's a very slim chance, even if you do survive, getting burnt alive. Well, you know, just getting torched. You're not going to be able to do anything. You're going to be covered in terrible, terrible burns.
Yeah. There's some neat strategies where you could, say, have a house, because also there's in-house combat.
Well,
and
Duke says in-house combat. You can garrison units in houses.
Yeah.
There's not, like, close-quarters combat.
There is close-quarters combat. But if you're the guy going into the house, you're basically guaranteed to die.
But it's also very finicky at times, where you can have units, you can have, like, a bunch of dudes in the house, and they can have a bunch of dudes in the house, but just because they don't see each other, like, directly, they won't even bother.
Yeah.
They'll act like they don't even exist.
It's not that, I don't want to say Men of War is finicky, but it's a very precise game.
Well, so, that little thing right there is finicky.
Yeah. So, like, if they have dudes in a house, and they're on, you know, the back of the house, and you put dudes in the house and they're in the front, they're not going to shoot each other because there's walls between them, you know.
Yeah.
And it's doing stuff in house is kind of difficult, but they've made it easier in Assault Squad specifically, where you could just click on a window and the dudes will just go to that side of the house and fill up all the windows. But, or you could just get a flamethrower and burn down the whole house, which Robo's been known to do.
That's my tactic. Is if I see units in a house, first thing I do is I just run a flamethrower dude up and torch the whole block. Just bring the street to the ground.
Also, Men of War has destructible buildings, so it's neat because fire will actually start to destroy a house. Like, it won't collapse to the ground usually, but, like, the walls will start to fall off, so it won't provide as much cover. Also, thing to keep in mind, when I say Men of War is a very precise game, also the tank... path detection is kind of weird because tanks will go through houses. Like, a tank could just crash through a house. So when you tell an AI to go somewhere, they will just go in a straight line to that destination because they can literally just run over everything between it, and the computer doesn't see anything wrong with it.
The AI just takes fastest route possible.
Yeah.
If it's not going to destroy the tank entirely, they're just going to go for it. If it doesn't involve, like, driving into a river, the AI is gonna barrel through everything.
Yeah. Which is a bummer if that house is filled with your units. Also, tanks will do this, and if they have a gunner, like, exposed on the top, he dies.
Yeah, because all the rubble will fall on him.
Yeah. Because Men of War actually, you know, does all this, calculates everything. Theoretically, let's say Roboeven has a bunch of dudes, like, laying down in the middle of a forest. I could fire an artillery barrage, and that artillery barrage doesn't have to hit, but I could theoretically hit a tree that falls on his guys and kills them.
Yeah.
Like, Men of War is a very amazing game just because it renders all the physics of what's going on, and because you could direct control a tank and basically play it as a top-down shooter.
Oh yeah, that's fun. Yeah. Men of War has a feature where you can hit E as the default key, and you can go into direct control. Which is really only useful for tanks and artillery, so you can get precise shots that, you know, you make sure happen. And it's not really, I mean, it's goofy to do with infantry. Because, I mean, obviously, you're trying to control one guy in an entire squad versus other entire squads. But it allows you to basically play the game as a over-the-shoulder, top-down, any way you want to angle the camera, shooter. Like I said, which is only useful really for tanks and artillery.
As we've said, tanks take the most direct route, and as we talked about, armor's a thing. Tanks are usually... And in the game, you can hit a little exclamation point next to a unit in the buy menu, and it'll tell you, like, specifically... Their front armor's this thick, their side armor's this thick, your gun can penetrate this far, like, it's very precise. And you can, you know, look at your tank and say, oh, you know, all the armor is in the front, because it usually is. So if you tell a tank to go somewhere behind it, it'll usually turn around, straight up expose its engine to the enemy, and go there. So usually it's better to direct control just to pull tanks back.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a great game. RTS. Fun, good time.
So, I think the real thing is that it is a the multiplayer is done. The game is really shy into multiplayer, like I said. Multiplayer has a bunch of game modes which we'll go into later, and it's really done with two teams versus each other, and it has the playable factions of Japan, Russia, Germany, Britain, and America. That's it, right?
Yeah, Commonwealth, UK.
Yeah. They each have their own special units, you know, they each have their own variations of units, I guess I could say.
Yeah.
The Japanese highest level artillery that you can get is a big rocket that you can shoot from the back of a truck. The Commonwealth, which is the UK, has a land mattress, which is a big container that shoots a bunch of rockets.
I don't like the land mattress.
You know, there's all kinds of different variations. Russians have a Katyusha, which you've probably heard of before. It's a big truck. That's basically the same thing. Each faction or country has their own kind of style of play. You know, Japan's very good infantry and artillery, but awful tanks. So, you know, we'll go a little bit more into that.
Yeah. I love tanks in this game so much because they're really fun just to direct control. And it's really fun to just buy the most expensive tank. And, like I said, it renders everything realistically. You can, if you're being attacked by a smaller tank, hit it and run it over, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we've had circumstances where Robe Weapons try to rush me with a small, fast tank to try to get, like, an engine shot or something. But, like, I just, like, hit him, and it just flips over on its back. Because I'm just a huge ass, you know, tank. And it's really fun. There's a lot of cool stuff. Because it renders... Oh, I love this game. Because you could take an ammo truck, and because that truck is filled with ammo, it'll have a bigger explosion. And you could take an ammo truck, and if you're good enough, you could get it behind an enemy, have it drop, like, 200mm rounds behind that tank, then just throw a hand grenade at it, and it'll blow up the tank because, you know, you dropped 200mm rounds on it, which are huge.
That was pretty big. Like, bigger than my keyboard.
Yeah. And it's so fun, because you could just do crazy stuff. There's videos online of people who just, like, give one dude this huge round, and then have him, like, stealth behind enemy lines, and do that to tanks. Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah.
So much going on. Well, this has been the, general introductory episode. Do you have anything else in mind?
No, I'd just like to say that, you know, we will be going over the game modes. Probably won't do a huge, whole long thing on the single player of Men of War. Because it is just a very basic, advance and secure, or defend from enemy waves kind of thing.
Yeah, it's easy and for babies, unlike the first Men. Oh, we'll talk about the first Men of War single player, how about that?
Yeah, we'll talk about a little bit how it's progressed and how it's changed a little bit, because it has changed a lot between Men of War and the current Men of War Assault Squad.
Hey guys, it's me, first Men of War single player. Here's four guys, take out the Nazi base.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only thing you're going to get for the entire mission. So we'll talk a little bit about that and how that's changed and how the game's become more modern, shall we say, and how easy it is. Not that the game's easy, but how it's become easier.
It lets you buy units like a pansy.
Yeah, you don't just get four dudes and have to take out... It's like, alright, here's a child, a rooster, and a wheelbarrow. Hitler's in that building. Good luck.
Yeah. Oh, God. I have so many nightmares of First Men of War. Next episode, we talk more about the game modes. Like, do you want to do that?
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Yeah, so next episode, we'll talk more about the game modes. What are they? Frontlines, Assault Zones, Day of Victory. I think that's it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about those next episode. And any other one I forgot about. It's first episode, introductory episode, Duke of New York.
Robo Heaven.
Intro and outro music is IMF by Dot and can be found online at thefreemusicarchive.org.